Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange may face serious criminal charges as US officials move to seek his arrest. The US Attorney General says the arrest of Assange and others who have allegedly leaked classified US material is, quote, a priority for the Trump administration. Mr. Assange, of course, remains holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, but our Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports that he could soon be facing more serious charges than the Swedish allegations of sexual assault.
Julian Assange used to be Donald Trump's favourite leaker. During the US presidential election campaign last year, the Australian-born founder of WikiLeaks was directly involved in releasing a trove of emails hacked from the Democrats' computer servers. They embarrassed Hillary Clinton. The Democrats say they cost her votes and may have contributed to President Trump's win. At the time, this is what then-candidate Trump had to say about the Assange organisation.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!
That was then. This is now, telegraphing the charges that the Department of Justice is reportedly preparing against Mr. Assange. The Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, told reporters in Washington it's time for leakers like the WikiLeaks founder to face the legal consequences of their actions.
Yes, it is a priority. We've already begun to step up our efforts, and whenever a case can be made, we will seek to put some people in jail.
The Obama administration always worried that Julian Assange, who claims he's a journalist, might be covered by the First Amendment to America's Constitution, which guarantees free speech. CNN, which first reported the possibility of charges being filed against him, says Trump-era prosecutors have decided it is possible to go after Mr. Assange on espionage grounds, a hint of the gravity of the legal action he could face. Certainly, President Trump's CIA director Mike Pompeo didn't mince his words when discussing Julian Assange in a speech here last week.
It's time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is: a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia. Assange is a narcissist who has created nothing of value. He relies on the dirty work of others to make himself famous. He's a fraud, a coward hiding behind a screen.
If the charges are filed, and if the arrest of Julian Assange is indeed a priority for the US government, there could be fresh pressure placed on the British government to do more to keep an eye on him. In October 2015, Scotland Yard ended its 24-hour guard on the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's holed up, after 3 years of extremely costly round-the-clock operations. At the time, they called the 24-hour guard no longer proportional. But that was when Mr. Assange was only wanted in Sweden for questioning about an alleged sexual assault that he denies. If the Americans want to bring him to justice in connection with alleged espionage, they might also want the embassy placed back under 24-hour surveillance. For Checkpoint, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.
Andy and Anna here from your new favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.